Then the woman laughed and said, "You are the cat who walks by himself, and all places are alike to you. You are neither a friend nor a servant. You have said it yourself. Go away and walk by yourself in all places alike." Then Cat pretended to be sorry and said, "Must I never come into the cave? Must I never sit by the warm fire? Must I never drink the warm white milk? You are very, very wise and very beautiful. You should not be cruel even to a cat." Woman said, "I knew I was wise, but I did not know I was beautiful. So I will make a bargain with you. If ever I say one word in your praise, you may come into the cave. And if you say two words in my praise," said the cat. "I never shall," said the woman, "but if I say two words in your praise, you may sit by the fire in the cave." "And if you say three words," said the cat. "I never shall," said the woman, "but if I say three words in your praise, you may drink the warm white milk three times a day, for always and always and always." Then the cat arched his back and said, "Now let the curtain at the mouth of the cave, and the fire at the back of the cave, and the milk pots that stand beside the fire, remember that my enemy and the wife of my enemy has said." And he went away through the wet wild woods, waving his wild tail and walking by his wild lone. That night, when the man and the horse and the dog came home from hunting, the woman did not tell them of the bargain she had made with the cat, because she was afraid that they might not like it. Cat went far and far away and hid himself in the wet wild woods by his wild lone for a long time, till the woman forgot all about him. Only the bat, the little upside-down bat that hung inside the cave, knew where Cat hid. And every evening Bat would fly to Cat with news of what was happening. One evening Bat said, "There is a baby in the cave. He is new and pink and fat and small, and the woman is very fond of him." "Ah," said the cat, listening, "but what is the baby fond of?" "He is fond of things that are soft and tickle," said the bat. "He is fond of warm things to hold in his arms when he goes to sleep. He is fond of being played with. He is fond of all those things." "Ah," said the cat, listening, "then my time has come." Next night, Cat walked into the wet wild woods and hid very near the cave till morning time. And man and dog and horse went hunting. The woman was busy cooking that morning, and the baby cried and interrupted, so she carried him outside the cave and gave him a handful of pebbles to play with, but still the baby cried. Then the cat put out his paddy paw and patted the baby on the cheek, and it cooed, and the cat rubbed against its fat knees and tickled under its fat chin with his tail, and the baby laughed, and the woman heard him and smiled. Then the bat, the little upside-down bat that hung in the mouth of the cave, said, "O my hostess and wife of my host and mother of my host's son, and a wild thing from the wild woods is most beautifully playing with your baby." "A blessing on that wild thing, whoever he may be," said the woman, straightening her back, "for I was a busy woman this morning, and he has done me a service." That very minute and second, best beloved, the dried horse-skin curtain that was stretched tail down at the mouth of the cave fell down, whoosh, because it remembered the bargain she had made with the cat, and when the woman went to pick it up, lo and behold, the cat was sitting, quite comfy, inside the cave. "O my enemy and wife of my enemy and mother of my enemy," said the cat, "it is I, for you have spoken a word in my praise, and now I can sit within the cave for always and always and always. But still I am the cat who walks by himself, and all places are alike to me." The woman was very angry, and shut her lips tight, and took up her spinning wheel and began to spin. But the baby cried because the cat had gone away, and the woman could not hush it, for it struggled and kicked and grew black in the face. "O my enemy, and wife of my enemy, and mother of my enemy," said the cat, "take a strand of the wire that you are spinning, and tie it to your spinning whirl, and drag it along the floor, and I will show you a magic that shall make your baby laugh as loudly as he is now crying." "I will do so," said the woman, "because I am at my wit's end, but I will not thank you for it."